In May last year, construction work began on the Leeds Arena that's due to open in early 2013. So at the midway point in the process, how are things shaping up? Ben Stanley's over at the arena site for us this morning. Ben, how are things looking over there?
It's looking fantastic, Jenny. It's really beginning to take shape now. You can look at all the digital projections you like, but there's nothing quite like seeing it here in the flesh take shape right in the heart of Leeds. We've got this almost a skeleton of the building made of iron girders, but they're now beginning to place square concrete slabs on top of that for the exterior of the building.
So we know the arena will host its first event early next year in 2013, but what kind of events can we expect to see?
Well, mainly music and family entertainment, but also sport as well. So expect music concerts, theatre shows, comedians, basketball, boxing, wrestling and dancing shows as well. And they've also put provisions in for temporary ice pads to be installed, so for things like ice dancing and ice hockey.
And without the arena here in Leeds, people would have to travel to Sheffield or Manchester to see shows like this, wouldn't they?
Exactly, and when you consider that Leeds is the fourth biggest city in the country, it seems ridiculous that we've never had an arena until now. Now, there is, of course, the Emiane Arena in Manchester, which has a 21,000 capacity, and so will continue to attract the world's biggest acts, but that doesn't mean that this will be a second-rate arena. It will match the 13,500 capacity of the Sheffield Arena, which has also hosted global acts, and it's great for Leeds because when an act comes to the north of England, they'll now have a third choice of where to perform.
Well, you can understand why people might be a bit sceptical about this, though, can't you? I mean, people will, I'm sure, be wanting to talk about the money.
Quite right. And at a time when councils are facing brutal cuts, it does almost seem too good to be true that a state-of-the-art project like this can go ahead. But it's currently running on budget with a construction cost of £55 to £60 million and an overall scheme cost of around £80 million. Now, the council is ultimately responsible for the design and construction of the arena, and the council will also own the arena and lease it to SMG Europe, who will run the arena. So really, it's seen as a long-term investment of public money.
OK, Ben, well, thanks very much for that, our reporter, Ben Stanley.